Ranch manager position. The DSROA at cox.net has been a website that or email address that has produced a tremendous amount of interest. I had over 24 different individuals at different levels and have come forward with an interest in the ranch, and the process that I did was after we all had met January 18th, we put together some ideas of job descriptions, and I had emailed that out to everybody. With the advertisement in the
statewide classified, it ended up in Idaho, Nevada, and Utah. It went into 52 newspapers. I thought they all ended up in Utah, but it was not the case. And I'm glad it was not the case, because some of our best applicants have come out of Nevada and Idaho.
And what I had done is I reviewed all of their resumes. If indeed they did not send a resume, I requested a resume. And if they had an interest in reviewing it, I then sent each one of the applicants job description. And if they were further interested in the job, according to what we've laid out, then email me back. So they emailed me back, and I went through them again, and I met with Phil last Saturday as I had gone through them, and we actually looked at all 24 of them, some that I had received from Dale through the fax or through the mail, and what we did was very crudely looked at each one of them and decided in certain categories a rating system, and in that rating system how they specifically were able to show us horse experience, handyman experience, grader experience, livestock, married or single, availability, work experience, proximity. So we looked at all these categories, rated them, and we actually had five that stood out above all the rest. In that five, we made phone calls last Saturday to four of them. This morning, we had a continuation with Eric Sliger. Those are the ones that are here. Jordan Clyde, and I know he has spoken to Dale as well. Jordan Clyde, and I'd like to kind of go over the top ones with you also. Jordan Clyde and his friend or partner, Colin Hicken, from Heber City. We had a phone conference this morning with also two individuals, Mary Hunsacker and
Pat
Hunsacker from Idaho. Very interested, and as I say, when we rated them through here, it was very good information and how they'd work with the ranch. We were very precise in terms of how much money we're able to give them, what the job responsibilities are, what they can bring to the ranch. That was another very good program. Another one is I just received recently, and this man's name is Mark and Shelley Pebley, and they're from Salt Lake City. Brigham City, Utah. I just got the information in the mail from them on 2/13. I sent them job description. They sent back to me again. They're very highly qualified. Really look good. Another program.
What's their name?
Mark and Shelley Pebley, P-E-B-L-E-Y. Another gentleman and his wife. And again, that husband-wife couple bring something very special to the ranch. This is Mark and Debbie Evans, and they are from Salt Lake City. I have talked to them a couple times on the phone. Barb has talked to them a couple times on the phone. And I also told them that I would like to make a conference call this afternoon to them before 4 o'clock. Very interested. And I'd like to share these with you because they are tops. Now, as we look at the job description, we want to be flexible enough to say, well, if you're really good in this area and you want this amount of money and you're good in this area, can we bring the forces together? Now, with all of this information, I still have all of these that I have either contacted or their qualifications did not meet what we're looking for, and I have sent all of them a letter of appreciation of their interest in the ranch and followed through with this. If anyone is interested in going through them, Taylor Button, Barbara Button looked at them again last night. I've gone through them, a number of other people also. One of the issues, like I said, the RV hosts have not come forward in terms of an interest. So one of the other gentlemen, Mark Evans and Debbie Evans, an interesting couple that said that they have done these types of programs in the past. And he said, a lot of times what we've used are exchange students. He has a list. He's already given Barbara the list of different people you can contact. Seasonal, 2 months, maybe 200, 300 a month, maybe, if not that much, handling another side to assist the ranch managers. So, as I say, there's been a tremendous amount of quality people that we have seen. And that's why the Sligers, when we went through them initially, went, wow, this is pretty good. But at that point, I didn't really have the Evans, and I didn't have the Mark and Shelley Pebley information. Others we contacted by the phone and talked to them, and they said, well, if you can't offer me more than $1,500, I want that for each of us. And I want all these other things. We're going, well, you know, evidently we don't fit your needs, even though you're quality. And talking to them on the phone and reading how they've written paperwork, it's like, ooh, I don't think they work well with people. I don't want them up there with us. But we've done that contact with these people. So we've narrowed it. And as I say, the two boys that were here this morning, the Jordan Price.
Maybe it's easier to call them by their town they're from.
Okay.
Sometimes it's easier than the Heber City
boys. The Heber City boys that you knew, an uncle or something, Willis Clyde.
Yeah.
When I talk to them on the phone, I'll do anything. I can do this, I can do this. My partner can do this, and we can do this. And I said, well, we're really looking for a couple. They're really young. After we talked to them, it's not a situation of being ranch manager, but would you consider doing like... not RV hosts, but the jobs of the RV hosts and doing more of the wrangling. If you went along and we worked with, say, Hunsackers from Idaho or working with the Evans family, what kind of things can we come together and create the job descriptions to make it good for the ranch? So anyway, that's what we're doing right now. Most everybody would be available the beginning of March, which would fit in comfortably with Barbara and that transition. Some of our questions, like I say, do you have furniture? Can you bring something? Do you want us to furnish it? Because that would be another something we're looking at. We've got furniture we can bring in. We can put this in.
Close we can make furniture.
Yeah. So anyway, I want all of you to look at it. Shauna was in the other room when we talked to the other individual, and Phil and Barbara and I were this morning at 8:30 with the people from Idaho, and they all seem to bring something special. But as I say, the categories that we looked at, those people we're talking to, we rated 9s and 10s in most all categories that were capable of doing what we wanted to see the ranch accomplishing. So, anything else, Larry?
My only question is how are we going to make a decision now? Where do we go from here?
Well, we need to make a decision.
Well,
if you were to use the young boys, who are you thinking of having them do? Because if they do the greater work and they do the horses, what are you going to do for running managing the ranch?
That would be one of the other individuals, whether it be Mark and Shelley Pedley, Mark and Debbie Evans, or the Hunsackers from Idaho.
Because they don't...
Well, no, but you know what? Can I just
Yeah, go.
Give them a thing here. Okay, first of all, there's five couples, all right? And I'm going to call them by towns because you start naming names and you get confused, all right? The Brigham City couple, we don't know a whole lot about them. They're the ones she just barely got the lease the last, but they have some very interesting things. They do horses, they do equipment, they do construction. They are basically an all-around kind of a couple, okay? We don't know a lot about them. The Moab, Idaho couple, okay? He can run the grader. He can run any piece of equipment. He's mechanical. He's got a general contractor's license in the state of Utah. He had one. He doesn't have it renewed, but he had one. He worked as a general contractor for a lot of years in the state of Utah. They both rope. They both rodeo. They both do all the. They're running a ranch right now and working for a ranch up in Moab. Okay?
Worked on at motels.
She's just cleaning. So they know the whole situation. So they're very, very well-rounded. They currently live where there is no electricity. Do what we do. They have a generator just like we are. Their fridge is propane. So they're used to this kind of stuff. Okay? They are very, very interested. They're the ones that we interviewed on the phone this morning. Okay? So there's two. Now the Fallon, Nevada couple. They were here. You saw them. They've got the three boys. Phil spent this weekend with them. He's flown them down here. They're very high on the end of the on the cows and the horses. However, the equipment is not as high on. And he doesn't feel real comfortable doing a lot of maintenance and stuff. But now there's a different angle. Are we going to build up our cattle herd? If we're going to build up our cattle herd and that's the direction we want to go, then maybe that's the couple you want to look at. If we want to continue to go the direction that we have, maybe you want to look seriously more at some of these other couples. It depends. You know, it's kind of like, which kind of a direction does the board or the members want this ranch to go? Do we want to make this into a bigger cattle operation? So we might want to think real seriously about the couple that was sitting here, okay? Then the next one, the Heber City boys. Those are the two young boys that you guys know. They're too young to be the manager overall thing. However, let me tell you some of their assets, like Candy was saying. They have both been ATV rental business and snowmobile business. They know ATVs and snowmobiles, to mechanical and to how to rent them and how to take care of that. They both know how to ride. They both can take people on wranglings, you know, for trips and stuff like that. They both know how to run a grader and backhoe and equipment. Okay, so they can do our grading. They
Except for that one boy, he used a grader, but he's not real experience.
Right, he did.
Yeah, well, that's true. But he said he could, you know, but you know what? They're young. If you use another grader, ask them this, Larry. You get on a different grader, it takes you a while to get adjusted to it. A grader is so sensitive. I mean, I watched Nolan, who's been using cats, get on that John Deere and take a little while to get straightened and around, you know? So I'm saying is that somebody that's used to equipment can usually get it together.
And those boys also had said, we know how to take care of the tack. We can go in there and change the leather and do this and do this. We can show people how to fish. We can do this and that. So working, and as I say, that was our...
But you're right. They could not be the overall person like these guys. They could not. They could be a part that could go with it. Okay. Now, Mark Evans, the Salt Lake City couple. Okay. He used to live in Tickaboodale. In fact, he knows you. He knows Garfield County Commissioners. He knows the Kane County Commissioners. He lived in Tickaboo for 23 years. And you guys know where Tickaboo is. You know how remote it is. You know the whole situation. He is very well aware of our situation with the government, with the monument, with how we need to deal with everything. He's a go-getter. And he is a pusher. He wants to get things done. He's the one that's worked with the RV hosts. And he says to me, RV hosts are good except for one big thing. You cross them, they get in an RV, and they drive off. They don't give you 2 weeks notice. They don't give you 24 hours notice. They lie. He says, I have learned that I use exchange students. And he is from, he's a German. He uses exchange students from Bulgaria, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and he gave me all the information right here on how to get these kids. And these kids are not high school kids. They're college-age kids. They come over here on a four-month visa. You guys know the program. They work for 4 months, and in exchange, they're supposed to be learning something. You know, you pay them. I mean, they're lucky if they can get $200 a month over there. So over here, wages are a lot better. You know, we pay them, but then in exchange, they're supposed to be learning a skill that they can take back. And then at the same time, they would want us to kind of show them the country around here.
And stop just a minute. Some of the individuals we talked to, like the ones from Idaho, the ones from Fallon, Nevada, said, well, if we've got foreign exchange students up there and we're working with them, we can close. You know, we can put on the cooking and whatever,
that you cook for
and we'll cook for them on a nightly basis and get that thing going.
And they paid more.
You know,
yes.
The Moab, Idaho couple said the same thing.
Yes.
You know, they would do that same kind of thing. However, Mark Evans, the Salt Lake City couple that I'm talking about from Tickaboo, okay, he does not do horses. He knows how to ride horses. He's had horses. He loads horses, but he wants nothing to do with taking dudes out on horses. He can do equipment and working construction. So in our thought was, Dale, to answer you, to put these two boys in, you know, maybe coordinating them. That's what she was saying about fitting them together somewhere, you know, or, you know, an idea there. These two boys have also cleaned toilets, done, you know, room cleaning and stuff like that. I mean, that was a specific question.
And that they weren't completely against it. No, we'll do whatever.
You know,
we can probably have energy.
I made the service, per se.
And
they have a lot of need, don't they? That was what was catching them. But I'm just trying to spell this out for five. So does that give you a better idea, Dale, what we're trying to say here?
Well, I was going to get to that point. I just wanted to...
I talked too fast, I know. But you're going too slow. We've got to hurry.
Okay.
Go ahead. Who else do we have? From...
Yeah, we are, but we're naming them by name here. Yeah. Idaho, I'm by town, so the names are just confusing and stuff. So we call them the Idaho couple.
So that's the key is with the Hunsacker family from Idaho. I said, think about what we've talked about. If this fits what you want for everything today, I'll get back with them on Friday. Jordan, Clyde, and...
No, just call them the Heber City Boys.
The Heber City Boys. Okay, they are so excited. Call me on Tuesday then.
Monday.
And I said, no, Monday. Monday was a holiday. It's not going to work. And I said... come up with what it is money-wise that you're going to need in order to function at that level, because we don't want to offer you the original position that you're talking about, like ranch manager, but coming in and working with them.
Possibly so, staying in, you know, where we have the store, maybe move the store back and make that the bunk room again.
Give them...
up that bathroom. And
can I just add one thing? You guys are kind of aware of this, I think, but Milo Medley, who was a member, who has the rental of the ATVs, has told us numerous times that he would extend his business as we want to, if the membership wants to do this, bring the ATVs over and allow us to rent his ATVs. He covers the insurance and everything, but he would only do that on the condition that we had somebody at the ranch that knew how to maintain those seats.
Well,
my son was there. He looked at a deal with Arnold. He would let Arnold do that. Well, of course, Arnold would say, you know, that didn't work. But these boys do. So there would be a possibility of introducing an ATV program if we are interested in it.
Okay. So we are narrowing it down. The Flaggers have said, you know...
The Fall in Nevada couple.
Okay, the Fall in Nevada.
You said there was five. You've just described four. Four.
Okay, the Brigham City couple, the Malad, Idaho couple, the Fall in Nevada couple, the Heber City Boys, and the Salt Lake.
What about the Richfield?
Oh, I get the Tickaboo people.
Yeah, Salt Lake and Tickaboo is the same. They used to live in Tickaboo, they just moved to Salt Lake.
Which couple?
Wasn't there somebody from Richfield? We got Larry and
Wanda. Yeah, Wanda.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened to them?
There was a real young couple. They're from North Carolina.
What happened with them?
When we talked to them, like Handyman 2, Grader, Very 2, when we rated, you know, rated from 1 to 10. I don't know. When we talked to them, we didn't get a real good deal.
They know horses well. They've been rodeoing all, you know, and they would do the horse program well.
I think in some of our values that we're using the wrong thing. If we were hiring, if we were a contractor, hiring a heavy equipment operator, and that's 90% of our interest is equipment operation, then that would be key.
90%?
Yeah.
Well, if we were.
If we were.
Oh, okay.
I think we're putting a lot of emphasis on a grader that we may not use or hire out. It has never been a big part of the ranch.
I think it's one-tenth of the grader.
And some of the other things. And people skills. People is what the ranch is all about.
And don't you have that under rating too?
People skills, we rated them pretty low. I just didn't feel a lot of enthusiasm.
We didn't meet them. You guys met them, didn't you?
Yeah.
I met them.
Yeah. And they went out to the ranch.
Yeah.
We just talked to them on the phone.
And that's why I said, you know, give us some feedback. Because what we saw was, you know, they just recently been married. She was a cheerleader. She's done some different things with rodeo. We just wondered, in comparison to the other applicants, that doesn't mean they were way out because that's why we called them, but just didn't feel as though they stacked up at the same level as the other people did in experience, person relations, we just kind of just didn't feel it was all there, but we didn't cross them off the list because that's why we did call them.
My only concern with them was being so young and just recently married. It is one concern. They both were very energetic and capable. I would, in my evaluation or judgment, I think they would be, well, I don't know anything about their RV type experience or vehicle, that ATV type stuff, but they, the Heber City boys, I think, are pretty young.
Oh, you dad.
I'm single.
Single.
Well,
and
exactly. I agree. That's why they're not.
And see, there again, when we talked to them, it wasn't necessarily a ranch manager, but how maybe they could be used. No.
With conjunction with
in conjunction, the wandless.
Yeah.
But there's a problem.
They, what would they do?
Yes.
24 hours a day.
They can do the fences.
I wouldn't give them the time of day. They wouldn't be there for 30 days till they're bored. They two young kids up there.
Could be true.
Kind of idealistic about
I,
the whole thing.
I
can
do everything.
Toward
a... okay,
well, we can...
But
anyway, that's...
You know...
But that's why...
They're the same level as a LaCourty kid, but LaCourty's already in his
local.
He's already knows
right.
The area. He's not going to go away. I think they...
And that's why the WANless, Jeffrey, we just kind of thought maybe at this level, not capable of doing ranch manager, but then when we talk to them and it's a money issue, you can't offer them as much money because their responsibilities would be less. And we kind of talked to them.
Where are these guys from the world?
That was from the rich kids in Utah. Yeah. So
my concerns were being young, married, and how much money they needed or didn't need.
And if they didn't fit the ranch manager position, they would do the RV host program. Would that be enough for
them?
And we just did not think it would. And and that was the thing that we asked everybody, too. What's your age? What's your health? What are you capable of doing?
I hope you do.
We didn't ask
about age. Oh, yes. We want to know exactly. No.
We asked them if they were capable. She worded it correctly, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you. Our liability insurance isn't that good.
And see, that was a lot of comments on some of these. They were interested, but some of them had four kids, and they wanted health insurance. And we're going, no, that one doesn't work, and that one doesn't work. But what we'd like to do at this point, Larry, to answer your question is, since we've talked to a number of these, and we'll finish talking to them today, find out where we sit with the groups that we have.
Well, let's go back over this again, since you've already talked about it. So you said Mark and Shelley, the Brigham City couple, Pebbly. We don't know yet because you're going to visit with them this afternoon.
Yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we have Mary and Pat Hunsinker out of Milan, Idaho.
And I'm going to contact them by Friday.
We haven't talked to them yet either.
Yeah, this morning. Okay. That was our conference call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they can do all of it?
They're pretty eager, and they're not so demanding on the money end of it.
All right. Do they have children?
And they don't have children.
At my age.
These
kids are gone.
Oh,
really? But they said they were good help, but they could live comfortable.
Okay. So they do grading. I mean, do they know how to run the equipment and that type of stuff?
All right, after that, that would be my second choice behind the slide.
Provide a flyer.
But they seem real people friendly.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah, he's just a good old cowboy kind of guy, and easy enough to talk to. She got on the phone and was kind of bubbly.
She's bubbly, and she's like, oh, I took it in restaurants,
Barbara was telling her how, you know, you might go to the town once a week. She says, heck, I don't go to town once a month,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, there's some pictures of him.
There you go. Are they healthy enough? Larry? Young enough?
That picture's 2 years old now.
Yeah.
This is back in your glory days.
Well, I asked him about, you know, hey, there's some physicalness to this job, you know, quite a bit. And he felt like, you know, he didn't mind digging a fence post. He didn't mind touching up corrals and this and that.
Like doing some, you know, Dutch oven cooking outside.
His voice sounded older to me, but
That's a deep one.
This couple that were here from Fallon, Nevada, them with the boys there to work.
I understand there are only two boys. The other boy is not going to be here.
Oh,
he took a job with a ranch out there.
And going to school.
He's the older one?
He's the 18-year-old. He's not here.
But the two younger ones are the ones that's a silversmith and the one that's
run it
would do our whole an old blacksmith building. He has forges of his own, and he would do that. And the other one's the one that makes saddles, and well known for that. But they're real hardworking kids.
You can tell that.
I think there's a concern with membership. You know, some members have been pushing toward get rid of every cow. We don't want any cow pies around the place.
Right.
We could, you know, even this last year, which was a low year as far as cattle with Brent, and, you know, we've been dry and whatever, but he still ran maybe
about 100.
80 cows.
He only paid us for 75.
And that's an issue.
Well,
75, right? Okay.
What I'm thinking is we're not really going to go into the full blown cattle commercialization. We could double our money and have less than half the cows. So we're still making the members happy that they're saying we don't want cattle everywhere and cow five men.
Do you want the players up there that want to have at least 100 heads?
You know, he had some ideas about that. Where you put the cows so that they don't interfere with the...
Where
are you going to put them in the winter? You cannot. It is not a year-round operation, and these guys cannot survive on a cattle program.
If they've got winter range somewhere else to take them or buy them.
You know, our range up here, they look at our grass right now.
Yeah, if you want to spend $200,000 and fail, go ahead and hire these and encourage them. That's why I said, you guys buy the cattle, do whatever you want to with them, because it's a one-way street and it's all down. You cannot.
I have to place some confidence in their know-how and ability and their evaluation of that grass.
Their know-how and ability isn't going to change pinyon pine trees to clover.
The seed
is not there.
You're out. You're feeding hay all winter long.
Yeah.
Another thing,
you can't do it.
I agree with several things he said. First of all, the idea of feeding the cows and the way we are in death, that's bad. I agree with that. I know that. But that's for convenience for Brent. You know, if I were up there and...
He's got even snow on the ground. That's the awful deep for it.
Let me tell you one big falsehood he's got right now.
No.
He says that crested wheat, we should be feeding that crested wheat up. Let me tell you, them cows don't like that stuff when it's mature like it is.
No, they can't eat.
They won't.
There's no value.
And you can ask Trent Robinson or anybody else that's been doing cows down here. I don't care what that guy learned in school. I went to school for it, too.
Well, he did say they loved it, but he said you would put an abundance of cows there and you trample and eat or whatever.
Yeah, he should have done that last fall.
Yeah.
The problem is we've dealt with 8,000 acres of private and 23,000 acres of BLM and 30,000 acres of forest to make a cattle operation. Now we have no forest. We're very, very restricted on the BLM. Our 8,000 private is now only 2,000 private that can actually be...
The serious thing that you're not mentioning is... The reason we've never done it is because Finley sold off all of his winter range where he moved all of his cattle for 6 months, and we've never had enough money to buy a 6-month winter range, and they just aren't available. There's no way that that's going to go to a cattle operation. Can't do it.
You know what? I will say amen to what he's saying. Okay, I know that you can focus on that guy, but I promise you, go to Brent Robinson and talk to him about it, and he will tell you the same thing, and the man should know what he's talking about. Brent Robinson knows what he's talking about, you know? I mean, I understand that this guy has got a lot of knowledge and stuff, but I know that Dale is right on this one. You know, I mean, yes, we can increase our herd.
I just know they've done it on drier range, and
we have no winter range, period. Zero. None.
You have it right now?
No.
But this is an open year.
Open year.
Okay, well, as I say, this is what we've looked at.
So far, what we're thinking probably is that Mary and Pat out of Malata, Idaho, mm-hmm.
The
Pebbly.
Yeah, we don't know.
Pretty good.
He did. And as I say, I didn't know how we were going to go today, so I said, well, I'd call him. and talk to him today, because I just got that on, I think, the 13th.
Or the possibility of the Mark and Debbie Evans, because they know the area and they've been in there before, and maybe you could do somebody like Chris McCourty to do the horse.
The only thing is, Chris McCourty, I called him three times, left three or four messages that week before I was supposed to meet with Phil, and he had said he'd been interested before. He would not return my phone call. Absolutely would not return my phone call.
Well, maybe he's out of the game.
Oh, I think he's already out. You know, that's why I didn't go any further. The other person is Jeff Allen. We were going to have it set up for that Saturday, just to see what he had to say, too. And then when his wife said, well, he's got something else going for that Saturday, so I called him back and I asked if there's another time. He said, well, let's just kind of play it by ear. He was not interested any longer. So, as I say, that's why...
Yeah, I don't think they were all that interested in a full-time management type position. Their no. interest more was
horses.
In the horse program. And
they know the one. But there's another kid that could do that, probably, but he lived over in Northerville. And he ran the horses with Jeff for a long time. I think that you could probably get Riley Anderson.
See, I asked... That's right. Who I asked specifically. I said, do you have any young men that would be willing to come up there and be wrangling at the ranch, not necessarily your program, but work as like an RV host program in description?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, yes, I've got a couple of names. And so let's say we're trying to cover all the bases. And because we've contacted these people and we've listened to them, that doesn't mean they're willing to accept what we have to say either. It is not. It is not a done deal, even with the family that was here this morning. It is not a done deal at all. No. But if we have to go back and he says, I need more history on the ranch. I need to know about the cattle and the amount and the AUM and this and that. And if Dale and Larry and all of you say, no, it can't, well, then they're not going to be what we need at that point. But they didn't have enough history to bring into specific information. So, anyway... I've done the search. I've worked with Barbara. I've worked with Phil. Shauna was here this morning with us. You gentlemen were able to contact a few, and I know they've called you. It's extensive. We're still looking at first part of March to make some sort of a decision, and most all of them said they could be here either the first or second week of March. Evans couldn't be here until April, wasn't it? Until April. So we're looking at...
Evans is the one that's called late chicken.
Yeah, the ones from that town.
I'm not sure I have a good enough feel for the Salt Lake couple. How after you guys are talking about, how would you rank those between them?
I haven't seen their resume or anything yet.
Ready?
Yes.
I think one of the most important... We should ask these people to come in there if this is a lifestyle change to them. Not so much their qualification stuff. How is this fitting in with their past lifestyle? You don't want someone that's changing their lifestyle because it's not going to work for them. They won't like it. If someone's been living on butane now, no electricity, they can fit right in there. And this was it.
I think this is
a very important...
Every one of them fit that qualification.
Okay.
They have either lived very remote... 30, 80 miles away from town. They're
not a lifestyle.
Every one of them, it is
that would be
not a lifestyle.
To look at, and not to bring in someone that's going to change your lifestyle.
Correct. It's fun to go camping for a week.
But none of these...
I camped out last year, you know.
No. From every one of these that we have either spoken to or emailed again, received information back and forth, every one of them, this is the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not something new that they think on a... Who were we just talking about? Said, this is not the Hilton Hotel, you understand.
Well, like a new young married couple, like they're talking about this. This would be a complete change to a cheerleader. Yeah.
Well, that was the feeling that I had.
Yeah.
And that's why, as I say,
it wouldn't work. We'd be looking for someone.
I had 24 here, and we eliminated it to the top five or six.
Well, I think we're down to four now.
I think we are, too.
Yeah, because we've eliminated the Heber City Boys. So now we're down to the Salt Lake couple, the Nevada couple, the Idaho couple, or the Brigham City couple that you're going to talk to.
And I think we've effectively eliminated the Nevada couple, I hate to say, because I love them.
The cattle.
I don't think they will think it's enough.
I think you're probably right.
So you might as well cross them off.
Okay, so we're down to three.
He wasn't people, he wanted cattle.
People person. He's the writer who said that.
Yeah, she very well, she can fill in all of that. She's a real people person, you know. That was her real strong point, is her ability to keep track of everything, to file for the government things. And that's a real, you know, she is very organized that way.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of feel that he's kind of weak on the carpentry stuff. He's kind of weak on the grader, operator
he's not
stuff.
He's not that weak on the grader. He's operated all that pharmacopoeia. He's even a crane operator.
He wasn't too little torn a whole lot here.
He wasn't very... But I question him more. He really can't operate all that stuff.
For some unknown reason, their comment was, we didn't know we were going to sit in front of the board of all these people. Why not? Because, I mean, I talked to him on the phone twice, three times.
Well, he was being kind of reserved, I think. I don't know. But it, you know, she said on the handyman thing, he really can do this.
I think they're capable to do everything
if
he can get over the cattle hang-up. I don't know the
word. I don't think he can.
I think
I
that's
love.
That apparently is just love, and so that's what he's going to have.
Bill's right. We're not going to be able to run 180 cattle on that ranch year-round. I mean, that's not going to get it. So.
Year-round is the key, too.
It's a losing proposition. You need to have your own. You know, if we buy 25-30 of our own cattle up there, that's going to survive, because we can sell them and then put a new 30 in there next year. So, carry into the winter. But if we don't have range, we're dead on cattle.
Well, I think that ranch will carry about 25-30 in the wintertime. You might have to
do all with some feeding, right.
Hay, as long as you save some of that lower grass.
So effectively, we might as well cross that. At least it's three.
They said they did.
Idaho.
Idaho, Brigham City, and then
But they don't have the horse.
They do not have the mortgage for
Idaho. Oh, the Malad, Idaho. Did you talk about horses? He does have
four
horses that he could bring that the ranch members could ride. That was a real plus.
He has his own ranch. He's leased it out right now. He can chew. He's a farrier. But he prefers to have somebody, if you've got a lot of hard horse, a professional come in and do it, and then he'll just, like, trim, pull.
Well, first loses a shoe.
You know, that kind of stuff, because anybody who's ever carried knows that's a hard, hard work. He's 55 years old. He lived in Utah up until 7 years ago, and for 22 years he had a general contractor's license in the Salt Lake area.
He could build a cabin, wires, and everything.
He can do everything on that. He's had a lot of grader experience. He worked for Snow Basin
with their grader.
With their grader, graded in the summertime, run cats. He's ran backhoes. He's cut roads in up there for them. He has a lot of propane experience. They currently do not have electricity. They live in a place where they only have propane and generators. They have a cell phone. They have to get out and get to the cell phone. He has winter grazing must be down in Steamboat out here from Delta.
South of Delta.
He's got raising permits for his ranch that goes with it, you know, but he's leased this all out to these other people. He's available in a couple of weeks to have their own furniture. Candy's supposed to call him on Friday. They are okay with the money that we have.
Mm-hmm. We told him if he took over all of those responsibilities, you know, the base pay was $1,500, but if he took over all of those things, grader, did all the grading the ranch needed, all the horse rides and everything, that we could go up to about $2,500 a month.
And that's still with...
And that's lower than we had...
Kids.
The vendor, right.
Yeah.
That's totally...
And we asked them about three or four times pointedly if that was sufficient.
And they said...
If they understood, and they said yes.
Because that gives them housing, too.
Yeah, there's no houses. And she asked me about food and that sort of stuff, you know, and... She's the one that cooks, and she's worked for a restaurant.
She used to work for a bakery.
She's worked for a bakery, too.
Which one is this?
So we're sort of narrowed.
Three.
I don't know.
That's pretty impressive to me right now.
The barrel
range.
Yes, that's what we have a picture of.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then we have a talk to this one from Brigham City that she's going to talk to this afternoon, and they're the second best, in my opinion, because they have horse experience, they have equipment operating experience, they have construction and maintenance and repair. We don't know how personal they are.
Sorry, back to them, the last couple.
Did you see the
peddler? They've run this dude string drive all the time in Jackson Hole area.
Yeah, they actually
would.
He really has a lot of experience with the
worked at Grant
Horse Riders. Yeah. You just did, you know, they do
that
all the time.
That's the Malad one.
Yeah, people have done that. It's pretty good people.
Well,
You can tell.
We spent about 40 minutes on the phone then this morning. So
like we've got some really strong candidates.
And narrowing it down.
Yep.
Okay. So we are sort of at the Hunsaker 1, Evans maybe 2, and Pebley is still unknown. But pretty high in terms of
because they do the horses and everything. The Hunsakers would be the number one choice if the other people
don't.
Do
horses too.
But the Evans don't exactly.
Okay, what do we need to do from here? You're going to visit with the Pebleys this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I think by the end of the week we should be able to come together. What's the best way of since you
can email me? I've just already gone through this.
That's what my point
is. I would say, unless we're really overly impressed, I mean, leave this. Candy's going to talk to him. Well, yeah. Never mind. I was going to say, we got to lean towards the one family. Unless she finds out something really puts the head and shoulders above the Idaho couple some way.
Yeah.
Then we got to.
So we've already marked
talk to the Idaho couple
on
Friday and perhaps.
Evan
well,
Evan
has an idea, too. He suggests to run a credit report on him.
All references.
You can do a government check on them.
Barbara said she knew something.
I have a program I already run on.
It is one that you do that for the law thing.
The criminal history.
That's right. You can do that on a computer.
And the horse people, I think they were very inclusive. No warrants for their arrest. And another thing that was important, CPR.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They have. Did you look through these?
No, I didn't.
They have heart saver first aid, CPR, criminal history background check notice.
That's right. Yeah.
Community service action. They've had it all here.
But that's because they've been wrangling at Grand Teeth on there.
They have to have all three.
No,
did you see these?
In fact, we didn't read the whole thing. We just looked at the picture.
But that's
a different one.
No, this is the picture.
We looked
at the picture.
That's all we saw. It's a picture.
We didn't
at all. See that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the reason they sent that, because they have had experience, and they know that that's just right. CPR and all that.
And just to throw it back into the mix again, the two gentlemen that we had met, Darren Hensley and Scott Smith, last week.
Now, are you referring to the Heber City boys?
No.
See, there's a different boy.
No, really, truly, they're Santa Clara. Anyway, they were kind of disappointed that they were not offered the job as ranch managers immediately. We had spoken to them and thought that the consulting business would be a very good way in which they could help us out, but a number of
and they're
occasions
interested
they
in ranch ownership. I bet you they very likely might.
Where's that now? Excuse me.
The ones who we met this last time that we met, January 28th, we met Scott Smith and Darren Hensley.
They want to buy a lot.
Yes, and they wanted to manage the ranch and hire the people out, and they were not in it for the money at all. They hadn't really done anything at that level, but I guess they have taken businesses and...
So they're pretty naive about the whole thing in general. But
they've helped other businesses actually come out of bankruptcy and help them in terms of ways to make the program work.
I think my impression of them was that they come in and their owners come up to speed on what's going on.
So anyway, that's what happened to the last one.
Because I think Elizabeth was the one that spent the day or so out there with Dale, didn't they? And then they love the ranch out there.
They've got the BYU group, don't they? Don't they have a church group coming in?
Oh, yeah, they have a youth group.
Well, they have something coming in.
There's no connection between Scott Smith and, well, they did talk about their ward here in
St.
George.
Yeah, their ward's coming out there on
youth
group. They're using
Darren's time. I bet they'd be coming in.
Okay, all the papers are available to the board members if you want to look them over. What I'd like to do is see if we can pull this together by the end of the week, next weekend, see if we can come to any resolution or decision here, and contact everyone through email. if there is a strong opposition to any one of them at this point, voice it so that we can make some sort of a decision or perhaps actually offer individuals. We asked the Hunsaker from Idaho to... Hunsaker. Okay.
Malad.
I'm going home. If they could come out and visit the ranch, and he says, well, if you gave us a couple of days where they're located, they have to plow the road out just to get out first. But
they were spitting at the ranch, were they not?
The only other thing is they said, do you have any brochures or anything you could send us? And they're not on internet. They have no email, so I can't just send pictures. So I said, maybe if we could put some brochures together and actually show them what the ranch is.
Some pictures. I don't know
what brochures are. Well, that's the old ones. But anyway, that was their point.
That video was 15 minutes too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe they don't have it.
True. But you know what? No. They go into the library. Aren't they the ones that went to the library?
Yes,
the phone
that's
call?
What they call this room.
Yeah.
They go to the library.
But also they have
mm-hmm. So we could call them. Okay?
We think that's our best bet.
That's ours. That's number one. Idaho.
I would be happy to donate a $2 video. I mean, all heart.
Would you do me a favor?
Don't you think that would help them to know?
Yeah. Would you do me a favor? Did you get their address? Could you send that, mail that to them? And say, this has been the problem with them. I've sent them the information it takes 2 or 3 days to get, and then send them something else out another 2 or 3 days. So they don't have the services that we're used to. So could you put one in the mail to them at that specific address? And as I said, I didn't know brochures, but that the video would be fantastic.
Why not use a brochure?
Well, you can't.
That
why
also.
Why don't you just send them anything you can find? Because they just want pictures and to see it. You know, any information we can give them.
Why don't you just go pick them up, Tim?
Maybe I will. Going north is harder weather-wise. I lucked out going there.
Do you have a copy machine?
I bet you did in between the storm.
Yeah.
Do you have a copy machine?
Yes.
Okay. Do we need to copy anything?
Alrighty, can we move on then? I'm good?
Yeah.
Alright, but anyway, that's what, for the last month, I've been very busy trying to put together.
Thank you.
Good.
A lot of time.
It has been.
They drove all the way up St. George one time. We spent the whole time.